So I'm very happy about the charities that are going to do everything that they can to help patients feel better and better.
One thing we do always encourage by as a station is when people, and sometimes even surprising people and people who don't even think, do come forward, and in spite of you going through a difficult time, they say, keep going, keep going, mm-hmm. keep going. And they do lift you up in that way.
Indeed, very much so.
Yeah. Right. Now, Brian, in a minute, I'm going to go and ask you to give your scripture. In fact, we'll do that right now.
Excellent.
If you please.
From Romans chapter 12, verse 10. I think it says it's very, very important scripture. It says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honour, preferring one another.
Brilliant.
It really speaks about helping and lifting other people. So it fits in very well with the stories today.
Fits in with love thy neighbour as thyself.
Indeed, this is it.
Definitely. Right, now this, I did say that I'd mention during this section that there are developments at Gospel for Grampian, and we're trying to make things easier for people to get to our website. So we have a number of things in progress. We've had Jim Buchan, our secretary and been acting chairman, who's done some work on our behalf with the website. For people to visit our website, now you can visit by putting the word visit in front of g4g.org.uk. So that's visit.g4g.org.uk. So, I mean, visit, Brian, suggests of an invitation. Like visit Scotland, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a chance to visit the Gospel for Grampian website. So it's visit.g4g.org.uk.
It's a real invitation to, and encouragement, you know, to when you mention the word visit.
Yeah, so there's a visit. There's also listen, listen.g4g.org.uk. So that's to go to our listen page. And we're going to try and, we're working on trying to develop things so that whether you navigate around the page or indeed perhaps even visit another website, we'll see what we can do. Then you can still listen in to the radio station as you go around the internet.
That's encouraging.
This is still in its early stages, but anyway, go to listen at the moment. That's listen.g4g.org.uk. And our podcast is podcast.g4g.org.uk. So we really invite you to go and visit these new pages. Well, they're not new, but they've been existing there for a little while. And hopefully this will just make things easier for you to do that. Right. Thank you very much, Brian. And we'll see you again next week.
We'll look forward to that, I assure you.
Yeah. Now, in this particular show, we're also the Community Elements show, I'm going to be doing some cooking.
Cooking,
yes. Mike is coming into the kitchen with me.
What are you going to make me?
Well, I was going to...
Steak chips and Brussels sprouts?
I don't know whether I can do that, but that's Brian's favourite, by the way, listeners.
I'd never have guessed.
But we are going to... The idea of actually doing cooking is to highlight what can actually be cooked on a low budget. So we're going to start off with simple things like soup, getting vegetables and other such things, from example, from Fair Share and Seafine, that's the name. Community Food Initiatives Northeast, they're based in Poyanik Road. So I'll just try and get some vegetables and things for... Continuing on right now, and this is our second community element, and I've turned into the green and orange cook. Not many cooks actually have to deal with the technical as well as the cooking skills. However, this one does, because this one happens to virtually run gospel for Grampian. Anyway, that aside, what we're doing today is we have a heart to help people to be able to live life to the full. And not many people are confident at cooking. Yes, we watch lots of cooking shows. I love watching MasterChef, particularly when I've got a plate of food in front of me, because it usually looks too yummy. And sometimes even the disasters I could eat. But that aside, not many people are confident about that, especially when they think that there's a whole army of helpers. Listen, folks, if I can do this on my own, then you can definitely cook a pot of soup on your own. And that's what we're going to be doing today, as well as to give you some information about some of the work that's been done by some of the churches in Stonehaven. Particularly, I will be mentioning Feta Esso Church and also City Church in Stonehaven. Right, let's get straight on up into the kitchen, which is just barely meters away from the studio here. And in here, we've actually got vegetables for a soup mix. Now, this soup mix I actually purchased directly from Seafine. That's seafine.org, and that's barely about 500 meters away from where we are right now. They run a food bank, but they also run something called Fair Share, and not only that, but they have. And you can actually buy food there. There's the price list of things, and the total price list of what we have here, which includes half a turnip, one onion, four potatoes, two carrots, an orange, some lentils, a stock cube, celery. And the whole cost of that came to £2.29. Which is not a lot, but it will probably go to making two, maybe three good helpings of soup. On the top of the hob here, which is one of these halogen hobs, I think, there's a pot, and we've actually still got some spread in the fridge, and that I'm going to actually use to provide a little bit of fat in here. Let's try and get the whole lot in, and we'll actually put in some of what we have actually cut up. So while this starts off and I get on and cut some more veg up, we'll have some more music here at Gospel for Grampian, and it's math.u and Praise Your Name. Math.u and Praise Your Name. This is the Community Elements show here on Gospel for Grampian. A different one this week. This is the orange and green, or green and orange cook, and here in the kitchen. And basically, if I can do this, then you really will be able to do this. We've actually, you can hear the spread just clicking away in there. We've actually cut up some onion, and well, it's a medium chop and a bit of a dice going on there. We're slicing the potatoes. There, you can actually dice them if you want to. Just dicing and slicing more thinner actually helps it to cook quicker, so it means you use less energy. If you're using gas, then just to save a wee bit of extra cash on that gas, then you can turn the gas down to its lowest level. Means it, though it takes a little bit longer, slower frying does actually hopefully mean a more full flavour in the end. So do think about just things like that. But if you're needing it fairly quickly and you've got something like a microwave, then that will microwave up. But sometimes it's better to do it away on the hob. So we've got our carrots all sliced up. Carrots, when you're actually cutting, I actually started cutting two at once, and then when we came near to the end, just took my hand away and was able to slice individual at the ends, so that's fine. I'm going to be continuing to slice up the rest of the potatoes, the turnip, and indeed the celery. And then we'll start frying up. So we'll be back in just a little while. This is Gospel for Grampian, and it's This I Know with David Crowder. Gospel for Grampian has a new podcast site. podcast.g4g.org.uk. All aboard!
Catch the Gospel Blues train with me, Linz Honeyman, on Gospel for Grampian Radio each Monday at 9 p.m. for a journey of discovery as we delve into the abundant world of gospel blues music, as well as taking the odd detour into the lands of rhythm and blues, soul and gospel. And if you miss the train, you can hear the show again on Fridays at 2 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 p.m. So get on board the Gospel Blues train on Gospel for Grampian Radio, living life to the full.
Almost Miss McHugh there. Right, this is Gospel for Grampian, and it's 18 minutes to 5. We're actually here in the kitchen. It's the green and orange chef here. And what we've done is actually started making a vegetable soup. We've cut up a vegetable pack, which has come from Seafine Community Food Initiatives Northeast at the cost of a princely sum of £2.29. So it's quite reasonable. What we have here, I haven't even put the turnip in. I haven't even sliced that up yet, the half turnip, but that really will do already, even without the lentils. For you can actually easily make up one or two soups, or make up one soup and then use the stock and add the lentils for another day. If you've got a freezer, you can make use of things as well. I don't think I'm even going to add the lentils for this, but the lentils are extra. They are useful and they can be added for another time. Stock cubes themselves don't actually cost too much, and with getting an extra onion, again, it wouldn't cost that much. We've still got left some celery. We're going to grate a little bit of orange zest into this as well, along with the stock cube. We're just frying this up at the moment, which you can hear. Now, one of the other things that we do here at Gospel for Grampian, we've just recently rationalised our websites, names and addresses, that is, so that it's a bit more uniform. To actually go and visit our website, you can either type in g4g.org.uk, and that will remain as always. But there's also visit.g4g.org.uk, which I prefer you to use because it's like an invitation. We're inviting you to go and visit Gospel for Grampian website and to find out what we do. So why don't you use visit.g4g.org.uk to listen in to this program? It's listen.g4g.org.uk. And for our podcast, it's podcast.g4g.org.uk. And thanks very much to Jim Buchan in Kemeny for getting that sorted out for us. Now, we have some information for you, and I'm just going to pop out of the kitchen very quickly, pop back to the studio, and actually bring you the information from Stonehaven and from Petr Esso Church and from the City Church, because we've got it down here, and I'd prefer not to have any technical errors. Right. Now, Petr Esso Church is part of the Church of Scotland, and it believes communities of faith need to make room for everyone, further seeking to enable these with learning disabilities to be meaningfully belonging to their church community. So within a congregation, the Petr Esso are always aware there's more that they can do in worship to enable all generations and abilities to express their faith. The Haven, therefore, was established for anyone in the town of Stonehaven with a learning disability and their carers to come along to. is a monthly meeting for adults with learning disabilities and carers, and it's a time together filled with sharing, fellowship and plenty of fun. Now they meet on the last Saturday of each month, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So that particular one is The Haven. There's also Heart for Art, which is designed through early intervention to promote creativity, self-worth and achievement from the early stages of the project. The benefits of active lifelong learning, acting with purpose and concentration on creative tasks has been visible. The project offers an opportunity for people with dementia and their carers throughout Scotland to build supportive relationships and access support and advice from Crossreach staff. Crossreach is I would almost describe it as a mega organisation within the Church of Scotland, and it really is a huge outreach, helping a great many people, and we'll go and put a link in on our podcast site, podcast.g4g.org.uk, and you can go there and you'll see links there you can click on and find out more about that. So coming back to Heart for Art, National Dementia Strategy for Scotland is predicting a huge increase in the number of people with dementia over the next two decades. Crossreach have a history of innovation in dementia care, opening the first service exclusively for people with dementia within a homely environment in 1983. The Heart for Art project continues this trend and focusing on citizenship and opening up another avenue in promoting the abilities and potential of people with dementia. You can get more information about both these projects from Feta Esso Church, Bath Street in Stonehaven. And for those with sat navs, it's AB39 2DH. That's AB39 2DH for Feta Esso Church in Stonehaven, and their office is 01569 767 689, 01569 767 689. Now there are quite a few other churches in Stonehaven, and we're also going to quickly mention the City Church in Stonehaven. Now City Church is not just in Stonehaven but in other areas as well. They're part of the Vineyard Fellowship of Churches. You can find out more about City Church from their website, citychurch.scots. We will put a link up to them on our website, podcast site. That's podcast.g4g.org.uk. Right, well, it's back now to the cooking again, and what we'll do now is to go and play this particular one, a quick notice from Howard Drysdale, who is the centre manager for the Seafarers Centre in Market Street, again, very close by to here. A little bit of God Tracking with Dudley Anderson, and then we're here from Aloha.
We're here at the Aberdeen Seafarers Centre. Have you heard of us? Do you know what we do? We're here to care for the welfare of all seafarers, irrespective of race or religion, and give them some home comforts whilst they spend months away from family and friends. We're an island nation. Do you know that? I'm sure you do. Do you also know that without seafarers, our shelves in the supermarkets would dry up within 8 days, and you would have no food, you would have no fuel, and life would be miserable? We want you to be part of that story of caring for seafarers. There are many opportunities for you to help and volunteer with us. Why don't you come down to the Seafarer Centre any evening, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and have a chat with Howard Drysdale, the Centre Superintendent and Manager. There are many opportunities to help, and if you get in touch with us, we'll give you those opportunities. We'll match your skill set and your gifting with the things that need to be done here. We couldn't survive without our volunteers, and the service we give to seafarers free is reliant on the many volunteers who come and give of their time to support seafarers from all over the world. It's fun, it's easy, it's a great thing to be doing, and you'll meet some wonderful people in the process. So get in touch with Howard Drysdale on 0775 4141 076 or by email at seachaplain, that is seachaplain@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dudley Anderson. You know, I conduct many funerals. My counsel to believing bereaved ones is simply only hope. No one knows the thoughts before death, and all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. Soon the chemistry of my body will cease to react, my heart will stop, but my soul will still exist. Question is, where will I exist? Sin has separated my soul from God's glory, resulting in eternal death. But God made a way for me to know his forgiveness and be reconciled to his life. This through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it is, at every funeral, I talk about life. Life that's free to all who call on the name of the Lord. God Tracking is begun by calling on the name of Jesus. This is a listener-supported ministry. You can support us by going to surereality.net.
It's Gospel for Grand Piano, and we had Dudley Anderson there. Now, what we've done here in the kitchen, we come back up to the kitchen again, and this will be probably the last report from the kitchen. We've actually turned the heat down a little bit, it's a slow to medium heat. It's about 4 on here, it goes all the way up to 9, and we're actually sweating the vegetables in the saucepan at a slower heat, and this will help to impart flavour and also to let the nutrients out. If you do it too fast, there could be a danger that things may not go quite so well. You may certainly won't get the taste in the same way, but just doing it a bit more slowly, and then you keep all the juices in there, so hopefully all the nutrients stay in and you get all the flavour. We're going to be popping the turnip in, and in a little bit we're going to be putting the stock cube in and letting it cook away very slowly, very gently. We'll be actually finishing this off as a podcast. We're also recording toward the podcast too, so keep tuned in. Go to our podcast site, podcast.g4g.org.uk, and you can find out more. We'll be playing out now with some Eloho, and we will speak again next week at the same time, back in the studio as normal, and looking forward to you joining us. But for the moment, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a great weekend.